Hey, I'm Mark.
And I'm Teresa, and you are with us for My Fix It Up Life Live.
And we are talking holiday parties, holiday drinks, and holiday fun. We have great guests on the show today.
Yes, Tanya Nyack from Restaurant Impossible on Food Network and HGTV.
Powerful party planner, Lulu Powers.
An entertainologist, and we're bringing a little flavor and some fun with a wine expert.
Mama Maggie, who is super enthusiastic, and we're fired up for this show. Enjoy it responsibly. It's all coming up next on My Fix It Up Life.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And
contact My Fix It Up Life today because I'm ready to party.
We're fighting over drinks, holiday parties, holiday party ideas, cool drinks, cool things you can make to make your holiday party a bash people remember and not the quiet party we went to that time.
Yeah, when you throw a party or if you invite us to a party, we kind of expect it to be noisy and fun and, you know, music.
Or at
little
least
a little bit of lighting. I just wrote a blog about this, how to layer your lighting for a perfect holiday party.
Right, or at least audible. This party
No, I haven't finished yet.
Oh, okay.
But you want to make sure you have something to eat, something to drink, something to do. Whether it's an activity, some kind of contest, game, fun thing to do, or it's just like cool stuff that's out that, you know, sparks an interesting conversation. Now, Mark is going to talk about the quiet party we went to once.
It was about this loud for the entire party. Seriously, it was louder outside when a car went by than it was inside this party. No one was talking to each other.
No, they were talking to each other, but it was in a whisper.
Well, I couldn't hear it.
It felt like it was at a library.
The host didn't engage people. Like, he came over and talked to us, talked to the other people, but there was lots of whispering. Oh my goodness, it was very awkward.
So in my husband's sort of mojo, he got up at one point because there were chairs all around this large living room and everyone was talking very quietly to each other. Mark got up, he did like a routine 5 or 10 minutes and then he's like, I'm out. And then we left. But as we were leaving, we were near the front door. And that's when we heard the music. It was, you could only hear it if you were literally standing next to the speaker. And so that is not a party where I feel comfortable.
No.
Now
there's
another
party. You
may feel comfortable there if you have some kind of heart condition. So if your relatives are very old or you're throwing a party at like the senior center or something, keep in mind that you might not want to have like crazy excitement. Like you don't want a donkey flying out of a cake or something. Or some kind of like wild extravaganza that no one's going to expect.
I don't need to talk for the rest of this. You carry on with whatever party you're having in your mind or whatever.
Well, a donkey is essential. You know, in Christianity, stay with me. Mary, didn't she ride a donkey when she was on her way to like give birth to the baby Jesus?
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of people got around back then.
So a donkey coming out of a cake isn't so weird, which reminds me.
I might have just blown some boogers out of my mouth laughing at that. Oh,
no,
my God.
But
that's
my
fix it up life first. You gotta get off of this steam train.
No, but one of my bestie girlfriends, what she does with her family every Christmas is that they make a cake for the baby Jesus. They make a birthday cake for the baby Jesus and sing happy birthday, which can be considered strange the first time you hear about it.
Or the second, or the third.
But I think it's really charming.
As a corollary to the quiet party, as we talk about party extremes and how they can go right and how they can go wrong.
Donkey!
We have great guests today we'll tell you about in a minute. But the other end of that spectrum was a corporate party we went to in a hotel.
Oh, you're obsessed
with
this.
So we show up, and it's regular people there, people we know, colleagues, the whole thing, regular clothes. And every four or five people...
No donkeys.
No donkeys. sequin dresses, stiletto heels, short skirts, long legs. And you're like, hey,
Mark,
Jimmy, Mary, what are you doing here?
Mark, I'm surprised you noticed that there were girls in short skirts.
As it turns out, I noticed.
You never noticed that.
And as it turns out, everybody else is wearing whatever, sequins, all kinds of stuff. They look like they're going to the Oscars or the MMAs. AMAs. MMAs, martial arts.
That's a whole different concept.
That's a whole other one.
An MMA.
They told us that they hired professional minglers to make people feel more comfortable and get conversations started, which, while I'm not sure we condone that or have the budget for it,
I have to say,
we are talking with great guests today who can sort of help us make our parties more friendly gatherings instead of a workplace for the host. And the guests are like, I don't know you. Who are you? What do you want? Where are
yes,
the drinks?
We have experts on the show today to talk and guide us through, so we neither have to hire a professional mingler, nor we have to have a quiet party or have to go to extremes like donkeys. Like, we want to be able to have a festive time where people feel good and they leave the party and say, wow, that was fun at Mark and Teresa's house. I'd love to come back again next year. And that also is not just on the host to throw a great party, but as a guest, when you commit to going to the party and you show up, you have to be ready to have a good time and ready to involve yourself in whatever activity it is. And one of my favorite new things I want to try out is the cocktail contest, where people have to go head-to-head to create the awesomest cocktail.
So while that will be fun, the guests at this party, this My Fix It Up live show, are our friend and energy bomb, Tanya Nyack from Restaurant Impossible and HGTV.
Yes.
Lulu Powers, who is a powerhouse party planner and a...
Entertainologist.
Bet you didn't know what that was. We didn't. Now we will. And Charisma Super Pack, Mama Maggie, who's going to talk to us about food, about wine, and about unconventional holiday parties, stuff you might not have thought about, so that you can take it all, put it in your holiday bash, and have a wonderful time.
I'm so excited about how excited you are.
Well, stay with me. Keep the tide rolling, because we're going into our holiday drinks and party episode right after this with more. And a little burger.
The morning light.
My exactly. Fix It Up life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
You're in My Fix It Up life right now with me, my wife Teresa,
and your imaginary friends.
And my imaginary friends and my real friends. We're getting our drink on with Tanya Nyack.
Yay! I'm just like really excited because Tanya has the most beautiful smile in the whole universe.
Oh, I just love Are you just saying that?
I'm going to pile on because I've noticed this.
No, I haven't finished yet. Oh. When I get finished, I'll compliment. And when I think about a holiday party essential, I think a smile is probably the most important thing you can bring to any party.
Yes, I agree with you. I concur with a bottle of tequila. I have a cocktail that is all smiles and all tequila.
Oh, we're ready. Bring it on. What's this? What is this that we need to be drinking?
This is going to blow your mind, okay? So just... I just went to a party. So we have a neighborhood group, and we always do parties at each other's houses. So typically we'll get a cookbook, and everyone makes a dish. We assign the main course, the cocktails, the dessert, the appetizers. I typically get the cocktail because you know I was Boston's best bartender circa 1900. Right.
We broke up there. Broke up there. The satellite uplink went down. Right.
It was a very good year.
Yeah. So I decided – I love tequila. I'm not a big vodka person. I don't know why. I can handle tequila for some weird reason. So it is a very high quality, clean reposado tequila, apple cider, and cinnamon, pinch of cinnamon, fresh lime. Am I missing an ingredient? Hold, please. Let me think. Oh, I put a splash of ginger in there, ginger ale. Am I missing anything else? No. I think it was that. Oh, yes. My gosh, a big key ingredient. And a little splash of elderflower liqueur.
Elderflower?
Yeah, it's Saint Germain.
What is that?
Okay, I've heard of elderflower before, but I have absolutely no idea what it is.
I don't like my drinks too sweet. It's a very sweet sort of flowery essence, but if you just put a little drop of it, it works really well with the apple cider. And if you're not a tequila drinker, you can obviously replace that, but you don't taste tequila at all.
What I call the danger zone. Because after two of those, I would be Tom Cruise from that movie from 19.
Sliding out.
Back into the danger zone.
No, you would be Tom Cruise from Risky Business going into the living room with your little underpants on.
Let's not garnish the right way, guys. So let's not cut this short. I'm afraid your producer is going to cut me off. I have to give you the full detail here, okay?
There's more. There's more.
Yes. There's more. So now you're going to rim the glass with, you know, that cinnamon sugar that you put on, like, toast that comes already in a bottle. It's already, whatever. Yeah. So I just dump a little bit onto a plate. I rim the glass with the lemon. I put a nice sugar cinnamon rim on it. And then I take a cinnamon stick. I drop it in the glass. And then I slice apples really, really, really thin. Put them in the glass. So it all kind of like, it's just beautiful and so stinking tasty. I want one right now.
So I know what I'll be making.
What kind of glass do you prefer to drink that out of?
So typically in a martini glass, you don't usually put ice. I like ice, so I still use the martini glass or a snifter glass or a rocks glass. I mean, let's face it, it doesn't matter what the glass is. As long as you garnish it with your cinnamon stick. And like I said, you can make it as a martini. So if you do that, I prefer a stemless martini glass. You know, whatever, paper cup.
I prefer a stemless or a solo cup. Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing for me. Yeah. Solo cups are stemless.
Okay,
hello.
So I have to say congratulations with your partnership or representation or whatever it is officially, because I know there's always a language detail there with all the legal people.
If we could just hold on, we're going to kick this over to legal for the your partner brandshipness.
Yes, with Ellen.
It's brand spokesperson, brand ambassador.
I'm a
brand prime minister, by the way.
I like that. That has a lot of clout to it.
Yeah. I also made it up.
He did. We once checked into a hotel years ago, and Mark decided that he needed to announce that he was needing the prime ministerial
suite,
and that I was his assistant.
And they said, what? Here you go, sir.
Remembered that day. We got the same room.
They remembered him a lot from that experience. Yeah. No, but I'm curious, did you create or have a lovely drink to celebrate your brand ambassador role after you found out about it?
I will send you the picture from Instagram of me popping some bubs the day I found out. My hubs brought the bubs to my office and we celebrated. Was that too much for you, Mark?
I am literally on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
That's a good hubs.
The rhyming, what Teresa's going to launch into, your ebullient joy, which I love, that's keeping me on this side of the brink.
Yeah.
So what are you brand ambassadoring for?
So Ellen, a lot of people don't know this, but she is a huge design advocate. She's designed many, many homes. She flips homes. It's her true passion. So while she loves doing the TV stuff, this is the thing that kind of keeps her sane and that she loves doing. So she came up with a line. She partnered with Chris Birch of Tory Burch. they've separated ways, but you know, we don't need to go there on that. So the two of them have come up with this remarkable, remarkable product line. It's all Ellen's designs. He's sort of the business brain behind it. And they needed a spokesperson to rep her products on QVC, because obviously she's in LA doing her show and she can't be there every day. You know, QVC's out in Pennsylvania in your neck of the woods. So that's me. I'm that girl now.
Wow.
That is absolutely wonderful. And I can't think of a better brand ambassador for Ellen than Tanya Nayak.
Oh, that's wonderful. And obviously you're not doing anything, so you probably needed some, some filler time. Restaurant Impossible, HGTV.
Whatever.
Designing restaurants in Boston, Massachusetts, and elsewhere. Yeah, you're probably just wondering what to do with your time.
You know, I was like, oh, I've got a few minutes here and a few minutes there. Let's just squeeze it in. What are you going to do? My poor husband, though, I will say, he has not seen my face in a long time. I'm going to get
Hubs and the Bubs.
We'll send him this link.
Yes, he can watch this hangout.
Yeah. No, you know what? I have to try this hangout with him. This is a good idea.
Look, yes.
Opened up for me. Now I can travel all the time. He's going to love it.
This is Teresa's creative genius, I will tell you right now.
I think that Google created it.
Things actually, that, well, you thought of doing
I'll take it.
You thought of doing it. You didn't invent. Sometimes we don't, we're like this. It's like, it's related, but they just pass. They're arrows passing. Like that. And they make
arrows.
That, they make that noise.
Arrows.
That's the best I could come up with.
Can't they be like, you know, I don't know, unicorns or rainbow beams or...
So what else you doing, Tanya?
Yeah, well, I want to talk about holiday, though, because we probably only have a couple minutes left. And, you know, we talked about drinks. I'm sure there's some beautiful decor in Ellen's repertoire of items that would be great gifts. But what would you think is, like, the ultimate, like, what should you show up at the party with this year as, like, a hostess gift or... you know, something to bring to share.
Well, I think one of my favorites of, obviously, I'm not trying to just sit here and pitch Ellen stuff, but I will tell you because you asked.
You go
ahead. One of my favorites that she has, it's these scented candles, and they're really, like, soft. They smell, like, they don't overpower the room. You know, they have that very clean smell to them, but the design detail on it, there's, like, a chevron in a gold foil. There's, like, this cool linear stripe around it in a silver foil, so they're kind of masculine and feminine. So I think that's a great gift because who doesn't need or love a candle? It's one of those things you don't typically buy for yourself necessarily, so it's a nice hostess gift, or if you're throwing the party, to give each guest a gift to take home with them. I'm a big guest present giver. Like when I have a party, I always have a little baggie of like something for them to take home. Not just food, but like a little gift.
I agree. I think that is an so awesome thing to do. And it shouldn't just be for the kids' birthday parties. Because that's the thing you do for a kid's birthday party is you have a little gifty bag and you have a little plastic car or whatever, candy and stuff in there. But, you know, giving something to your friends so that they can sort of take the party with them home.
I'm sorry. All I took out of that was a bottle of tequila. What's this stuff? What am I going to do with this? I don't even know what it is. Is that a napkin ring?
This is going to be great.
Is that a stemless solo cup? Thanks, Tanya. See, now I'm excited.
I know.
Send me home with a sleeve of solo cups.
I'll handwrite your name with a Sharpie marker on it. And then it's a personalized stemless solo cup.
You know what, darling?
You're killing me.
For this holiday season, I will create you a stemmed solo cup.
Oh.
And then I can put glitter on it, too, with some glue, and it'll be just beautiful.
Because, you know, Mark loves the glitter.
Everyone knows. Everyone. You can check out any internet.net site that I'm on to see my love of glitter.
Yeah, you don't see him from the waist down. It's all glitter. It's Lycra with glitter.
My Lycra board shorts, one sock.
It's pretty incredible.
Yeah,
it's like
something
a giant
else.
Onesie of
glitter.
Oh my God. Remember when you came to the Restaurant Impossible set? You had a glitter warrior bandana. Do you remember this, Mark?
The Tanya takeover.
Oh, my gosh.
The Tanya takeover.
We have proof.
We have proof.
We do.
There's photographical evidence.
We're going to have to go into the archives and find that and post it.
We definitely have to dig
that in.
That was so much fun with you,
so
by the way.
Fun. I want to tell you, I have another little holiday tidbit if you'd like to hear it.
We'd love to hear it.
Does it involve headbands and hilarity?
No. No. Okay, so this is another little something-something that I've done for previous holiday parties. I have picked up, this is just the fastest, easiest thing on earth, but I picked up those clear glass ornaments. And then, as tacky as this may sound, and I think this the glitter is what prompted this thought in my head, if you go to like a craft supply store, they have stickers, and they'll have each letter in stickers. But like cool, nice, clean, modern-looking letters, like not just childish ones. You can peel the stickers and put them right onto the clear glass ornament of each person's name. So then at each table setting, you can put that ornament with their name on it so that they know it's like their place card setting, but they get to take that ornament home with them when they leave. And if you are the one that has the parties every single year, then each year you can make it a little different, and then they get to have that ornament from each year. So you put their name and like the year on the bottom of it.
What if you have a friend who's named Tanya or has a friend who spells their name and it's difficult to spell and you don't know how to spell it and you're afraid to ask them? Well, T-A-N-I-Y-A.
Then they shouldn't be coming over to dinner. How to spell their name.
I can't spell your name. Get out.
Well, you can come up with a cute nickname.
Yeah, that's true. T-T. Tauntaun. Yeah.
Oh, is this E! News? Did we just break Twitter? So Tauntaun was out at QV, and she was doing some LD, and then some stuff, and liquid abs, and so forth, and so on, and hashtag.
Mark, no one says so forth when they're doing their cool lingo. So forth doesn't work.
let me jot that down in my three-ring binder.
You totally broke out of character there.
Sorry, I was in it. I was in it to win it.
And you didn't win.
Hey, can you guys give me a little scoop on where you guys are sitting? Because this is very interesting what's happening.
It's a secret, undisclosed location that we can't
Are there stairs right behind you? Because I saw the way you crept up, and I'm just curious.
No,
it's a hole in the floor. It's like a rock concert.
You just
rise up.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm dressed like a Minotaur. Other times, Santa Claus.
I mean, ask you, Mark, to build something like that, like this. Hydraulics that lifts you right up and you're right.
Yes! You can't lift yourself into a break better than that.
Oh.
Because Tanya Nyack, QVC, Ellen DeGeneres, Restaurant Impossible, follow her on Twitter, follow her on Instagram.
Yes.
Don't follow her around if you see her in person. No,
that's creepy.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Live. Thank you, Tanya.
Wow, I love you guys.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by seeing red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar's a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
You are back inside my ho-ho-ho-ho Fix It Up Life holiday drinks and party show.
I didn't know we were singing.
Oh, we sing.
Oh, okay.
The weather outside is outside, and I'm inside. La-da-da-da-da-da. Let's have a party.
Are you like a philosopher? The weather outside is outside.
My part-time.
All right.
I do part-time philosophy.
We have a guest inside the show right now.
Yes.
The lovely, the entertainologist, Lulu. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are doing very sort of well. We've got some holiday cheer going on.
Yeah, I like the mug.
We're partying it up.
We are.
I don't know too much about the solo cup, though.
I went throwdown. It's real. It's like an actual cup.
Oh, it is? I was going to say you could draw on it with gold Sharpie pen and put Merry Christmas on it.
That's a good idea.
You should do that anyway.
You can do it anyways, even with a black Sharpie, because you can write on porcelain and wipe it off.
Yeah.
That would be beautiful.
Oh, honey, that would be beautiful.
You could write Mark's holiday cheer mug on there.
You need your holiday tips on that.
Well, we're here to talk with you, Lulu Powers, about holiday tips, and I want to get right to the one that I'm most interested in. Fear.
Okay. Fear?
Fear.
Holiday fear?
Holiday fear. People who are afraid of putting on parties or are nervous, and you deal with all kinds of different customers, New York luminaries, Hollywood elite, people who maybe have to have parties but don't want to, or have some kinds of trepidations.
Well, I say that fear is like fire. You can either cook with it or let it burn you.
Yes.
So I feel like there's anything you do in entertaining is not wrong. There are no wrongs or rights, but you can make it fun and inviting and gathering. And all entertaining is all about the hosts, you two. So if you two are having a party, it's all about you and just the whole ambiance and aura you put on. You could serve peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and Prosecco and have fun, but it's all about the music and all the, your house or wherever you're doing it, your apartment, your kitchen, your studio right there.
Yeah,
but it's all about you guys.
That it really is so true, because I can recall, I'm like thinking about parties I've been to over the years, and if the host is having a good time, then it sort of exudes into everybody else having, like, if someone's like really nervous and, oh, I only have peanut butter and jelly, or I only ordered a pizza and I'm so sorry.
They spend half the party apologizing
for their party. Then you walk away going, oh, I didn't have fun at all.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the food is important, right? I'm a chef too. The food is so important. But if you put out bowls of potato chips and hunks of cheese and nuts and candy and have a great cocktail, because I like a sneaky, which I call a cocktail, and different things, you're going to have fun. Buddy, do you like a sneaky?
Dude, what's a sneaky? what in the hell just happened here?
A sneaky is my word for a cocktail, because my father, I'm one of six kids, and my father had this big vegetable garden. I grew up in Connecticut. And he'd come in from the garden, like on the, you know, on the weekends or, you know, and he walked through the kitchen and said, I'm going to have myself a little sneaky. And that meant a little cocktail. So he'd pour himself a little drink and walk back outside to his garden and sit in this chair that I so remember and just watch his garden grow.
That is the coolest story. It's a top 10 My Fix It Up Life story. Maybe there could be a cooler one, but I love the. I'm thinking about The Godfather right now. Sitting outside and there's a little cup.
Really?
Yeah, he commands his universe.
I'm thinking about the
little glass.
I'm thinking about like a whole Zen experience. Like, you know, you're. Like, I have the opposite impression of that story. That's what makes a good story, I guess.
That is great. So it's a sneaky, which, for those of us who might be having trouble catching up with this awesomeness, is just a cocktail.
It's just a cocktail.
Could be any kind of cocktail.
It could be a, you know, it could be a Schweppes beer. It could be anything.
Nice.
Okay, so speaking of sneakies and cocktails,
yes.
What is something awesome that we should be making at a party that we're not, well, we should have a party this holiday.
Maybe we
season.
Should have one now.
We should. We
Maybe
really
we
should
just
You
do
can
it.
Make it easy on yourselves. You can create a big sneaky. It could be a punch. Like a great punch. You make batches of it, and then you can have it out and ready to go with all the glasses and the holiday cheer, and that way you can enjoy your guests too. If you're really prepared in having a holiday party, you could just invite people over, you know, even for an hour. Stop by for a sneaky. That way, they don't know what sneaky is, but they know what a snack is, and there are not too many expectations.
I really love that, and now I'm afraid for what my husband is going to do with that.
I have to leave to go plan our Christmas party.
Mark, I can help you plan it.
Yes, you can. You already have.
Lulu's entertaining cheat sheet, which I have, actually, in my book.
Amazing.
And love your book.
Just that vision on the cover is what every hostess wants to be. You know, having a lovely time, feeling like you're in control, and everything's just working out.
Okay, so if you're prepared, I always say make sure you're dressed too, at least an hour before your guests come, just in case you're in the middle of doing something and you're not dressed. It's always great to be dressed. Maybe have a little sneaky before anybody comes. But like here, I love ice cubes no matter what. You can have a great bottle of Prosecco for $7.99 and have, like, for the holidays, like a homemade ice cube where you put like pomegranate seeds and thyme or rosemary and pour the water in and stick it in your freezer. You can get ice cube trays anywhere, IKEA, the grocery stores. And it's just like, it doesn't take any time, and when you do little things like that, subliminally, people notice, and it makes it special. Even if you're pouring, you know, club soda over this.
I love that.
I love that.
I think that's the coolest thing.
Well, I love that there's a dog party going on. Oh,
my God, there's a total dog party. Do you see them? They're running around. I have three dogs, Teddy, Mister. Hi, guys. And they're all wet because it's raining here in L.A. today. Woo!
Oh, finally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great. That's big.
That is big. Okay, so
one of my dogs loves sneakies.
See, that's what I was going to ask you about is your dog. So, you know, one of the things that a lot of people are very, you know, want to accommodate people with pets and everything. And we've gotten people have asked us, can I bring my dog over to your party? So I know in your book you deal with this, but like how to keep the dogs and the pets entertained at a party too? Like, are there things that we could do?
Well, you could hire a dog sitter, but no, actually, you know, it depends how, like, if the dogs are, when you bring a big dog into a party and say the house isn't too big or whatever, then all of a sudden you end up with like eight dogs. It's craziness and they're running around with all the food. But if it's like your dogs and my dogs have this little friend Shorty that they love. Like when your dogs get together with these dogs and come over a lot, it's not as crazy. But unless you're having the party outside, the holiday party.
Right.
I don't know if I'd want all the dogs because, you know, the ornaments may come down. They always, even my dogs, you know, always sit near the food, like hoping that somebody's going to drop something, or they continually paw someone.
That sounds like what toddlers do,
too.
Or
give them a sneaky and they'll conk out on the couch.
There you go. So what about invitations?
Okay.
You know, to me, I would text my buddies. You know, hey,
you know
7 o'clock, free
You know
beer.
What? That's okay, because you know what you could do? You could write on a piece of paper, come over for a sneaky 7 p.m., take a picture, and that's your invite, and text it to them all.
See, okay.
Or you can even draw a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You know, with your little message. It's just, you're being a little clever. And it doesn't take anything. Like, you know. Here, I have a pad right here. Hold on. And I have a Sharpie. Let's see. Come for holiday cheerer. What do you want to do, 6 to 8?
Let's do 6 to 8. That'll give us plenty of time to get bombed.
Perfect.
Now, see, while you do this, Lulu, in the 2 minutes we have left, this is why this is like professional football, and I'll explain to you what that means.
Okay.
Most people grow up, most kids grow up, they play football, then they become football experts. And they yell at the professional football players on the weekends who don't do the great job or whatever, not realizing that they're actually professional athletes that can access footballness from all kinds of different ways. Like you, Lulu Powers, lulupowers.com, at Lulu Powers on Twitter. That's right, I got it in there.
You got it all.
I got it in there. You access these ideas at such a lightning rate. That's why you're you, and that's why I'm sitting over here saying, yeah, I guess I'd text them. I don't know. Free beer. And that's all I got. That's
good.
That's my game day. You took it and made it something else. I like that. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Well, I expect and get an invitation from you for a party.
Yeah, can you mail that to me? My address is 1-2...
Send me your cell. I'll take a picture and send it to you. And then you can send it around. And there's no date on it, so make it whenever you want to make it.
Every night.
It's every night. We have a kegerator in our house now because I got to be able to support that.
Call it the Monday Night Gathering.
I love it. I love it. When you throw a party or when you have people over, can you not be at work? Can
yes.
you just sort of, you know, sneak it out and say, hey, whatever, Mary Jane, Joe, Bob, Billy, come on over and we'll do whatever non-highly stylized Hollywood elite New York luminary thing?
Yes. Like on Saturday when I had friends over, I kind of prepped it in the morning. I did this bacon pasta. And bacon and arugula, and I made the bacon. I had it all ready to go, so when they came, I put cheeses out and some vegetables and some potato chips. I had it out, and I actually made a little vodka sneaky, a little cranberry sneaky, and I gave them that, and we hung out at least for a good hour and a half, and then I just went, I had the pasta water on, I cooked the pasta, mixed it up, and then my husband helped me serve it, and I put it in bowls, and I set the table, just a fun table earlier in the day. So I was all kind of ready to go. I'm into one plate meals or one bowl meals. So it had, you know, vegetables, pasta, bacon, you know, the protein. And we were all good.
My Fix It Up Life refers to bacon as meat candy.
No, we don't.
Yes, we
do. It is meat candy.
It's meat candy. She said it.
She said it's meat candy too.
I love serving bacon at parties. Like, just a tray of bacon, and I put maple syrup on it. I brush the maple syrup on it, and then it hardens, and people freak.
Well, I'm freaking out that
That's
we have to
idea.
Take a break,
yeah,
which we do. So follow Lulu Powers on Twitter, at Lulu Powers. Check out her blog. Check out her website.
Buy her book.
LuluPowers.com. Buy her book. Stay with us. Right back.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my holiday husband, Mark.
And I'm drinking.
I'm drinking too. I'm drinking a little bit of coffee because, you know, I think this is the like nectar of the goddesses to help get through any holiday and to help give you a little bit of extra pep and creativity when you're planning an awesome, amazing party with friends. And we have a new, I hope, friend.
I hope because...
Because she's pretty fun.
Who knows? Just her bio alone on her website in MamaMaggie'sKitchen.com. I only have one question. Tell me everything about yourself.
Well, it was a cool day back in October 27th, many years ago, and this was born. No, I thank you for having me, first and foremost. I love you guys. It's so funny to see, you know, you guys in the green room, because you're exactly how you are, I guess, here on the show. It's just, it's hilarious to watch. But while you guys are drinking your coffee and so forth, I got vino. Yes.
The life of a wine blonde. Oh, you're drunk now. Fantastic.
You're smarter than us.
No.
Maggie is smarter than us by a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. You think so?
I just learned that.
As someone once told me, it's Irish coffee minus the coffee.
The coffee, you know, adds a little bit something, something. But, you know, you actually review wine, champagne, deliciousness as part of what you actually do for your blog. And I'm curious, like, how many bottles do you have to, like, do you have to, like, sort of dig deep and have to, like, you know, endure the review of each year, each holiday season, you know, because you do it because it's for the good of the nation, really.
Of course. That's the only reason why I do it. Yeah. Well, it's you have to understand that this is a lot of wine that I get. Every week I get tons of wine. It's kind of like, oh, I have to taste this wine. And then other times, like, oh my God, I have to taste this wine. So yeah, I become a wine snob after a while. Sorry, truth be told. But yeah, I do have quite a few wines to review each week.
Okay, so I'm always sort of challenged with trying to figure out what the perfect gift to bring for a holiday party. So what is the wine of the season that is making you not whine, but, you know?
So, you know, I write for different wine blogs, not just mine. And one of the things that I was just talking about yesterday was how to appeal to everybody. Especially when you're going to a holiday party, what to bring. I usually say, when in doubt, bring a champagne or bring a Prosecco, because who doesn't like it? That's number one. The other thing is, it's lower in alcohol content, which is good. I kind of like that. Some people don't really want to get too little tipsy. And it's light in acidity, so it's very well, you know, people enjoy it. People enjoy it. It's, you know, pop, poof, you know, celebration. But I also tell people to bring whatever, something that's going to be versatile enough to go with different types of food. So something like a blend. This is a Josh Legacy. It's a red wine blend. And you can pair this. It could go either way. You can go red. You can go white. You can go, it's middle of the way. It goes both ways.
Sweet. It's a kitchen door. Yeah. Swings both ways.
Yeah.
Don't stand on the outside when I'm coming through that thing, though. Are you kidding me?
That's dangerous.
Just telling you. Kids, too. Out of the way.
We can't have one of those doors in our house.
I can carry. Do you know how many plates I can carry?
Do you know how many lawsuits we'd have to deal with if we had one of those doors in our house?
How many plates can you carry?
I'm just now thinking of, like, who was that, Gonzo on Sesame Street, or... Who's the guy that, like, it serves the meal? Like, he keeps coming back out and he's trying to give.
Isn't it Chef?
Oh, what
Sesame
is
Sesame Street?
Is it Sesame Street?
I'm not sure. You might be mixing some of the
I'm
Muppet
totally
show.
Thinking about it, but I'm going to look that up after we talk to you, because now I have that.
Let's spend the rest of the show trying to figure out which Muppet we're trying to think
Half
about.
Half my bandwidth is going to the Muppets.
So, Maggie, what about
Sesame Street?
What about food? You're invited to someone's house, maybe someone you don't know very well, or it's the company party, and you have to bring something to share.
Yeah.
I wouldn't honestly know where to start. Teresa would, but I wouldn't know where to start. And how would you start somewhere?
That, you know, I have a holiday party that I'm going to this Saturday, and that was the question that I woke up seriously thinking about this morning. Like, what am I going to be taking? Yeah. So other than just hitting Pinterest and Google, you know, searching for appetizers, I would think of something that everybody likes and enjoys. You know, if it's a salad, it's a salad. Whatever your friends enjoy. if they enjoy, what am I thinking of? Maybe the hummus with, you know, carrots and stuff. Yeah, bring that. Or whatever it is that you know your friends enjoy, that's what I would take over.
All I heard was boneless buffalo wings. I'm jotting that down.
You know what one of my friends used to do? They used to stop by a fast food place and just pick up a bunch of French fries and bring them over. And it was always it. Like, they were gone. Yeah. I mean, that's you know?
That's a high-risk, high-reward idea.
That is a really good idea, but you have to make sure that you're going to the right house for that, because some people might feel as though that is not a quality idea, and then a lot of other people would think that's super fun and yummy in my tummy.
If you bring a wheelbarrow full of Brand X French fries over there, that could be viewed as hilarious. Well, but others may not enjoy it very much.
You have to know your friends. You know, if you know that you're going over to your friend's house and your friends love French fries, go for it. That's what I'm saying. No, if you're going over to a house where everybody's a vegan, bring some hummus. Yeah.
This is vegan coffee that we're drinking, by the way. Now, Maggie Unsueta in MamaMaggiesKitchen.com. What's your main course for your holiday? I don't know what it is, if it's Christmas or whatever, meal. Do you cook a turkey? Do you cook a ham? Do you go out to dinner? What do you do?
Okay, so I'm going to throw a curveball here. It's a little bit different than what most people do. I'm Mexican, so we actually make tamales. So beef tamales during Christmas time, during the holidays. I feel like one big fat tamale by the end of the holiday. I am one stuffed tamale. They're so yummy. Oh, yeah. So some of my best childhood memories are being a kid and being at my grandma's house and everyone. And I'm talking about these burly, big macho men, you know, sitting down at the table, helping to make the tamales because it's so labor intensive. I'm talking about like these, the corn husk leaves, you have to soak them, then you have to spread all the masa, then you have to put the filling in, roll them up a certain way, then they simmer for hours and hours. So I'm talking about little kids, big burly men, the grandmother's aunts. If you're passing by the kitchen, you better grab a spoon and you make some tamales. So yeah, everybody makes tamales during.
I can't decide if I just dozed off or if I think that's the most exciting thing I ever heard. That sounds like a scene from a movie that's so complicated and so, you know, like only Martin Scorsese or Michael Bay from the Transformers could shoot that because it's that rich.
All right, come in, Mark.
Maybe Robert Redford. What?
I love this.
Maggie, we have to go because my life just changed.
Because, you know, the thing about holidays is...
Oh, here it comes.
...is that you want to spend time with people that you love, your friends and your family, and then hopefully that they're, you know, introducing you to more friends and you know, there's people that in your family that are dating or getting engaged or whatever it is, and babies, so there's more people to love every year. But for everybody to get together and to actually make food together instead of what I've experienced in life where people, get out of my kitchen, I'm making all the food myself. Love it, heart, huge, adore, love.
It really is awesome. It really is awesome. So in the minute we have left or even less, how many bottles of wine do you get a month?
Oh, a month? Oh my God, you're talking about 20 to 40.
Wow.
Yes, my friends will love me.
I want to A, give you my address. B, because you can't possibly open them all. B, skip to C, invite you back on this show almost immediately because you're fantastic.
Love.
We loved meeting you.
Oh my goodness.
And
you're amazing.
We will wish you Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Whatever's coming up next, it doesn't matter, because it does matter. It's us. We have to take a break.
We do.
We'll be back with more Swillin' and Chillin'. I fix it up like I can't take myself seriously.
Quaker.
It's right in front of you.
walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
And you're back inside my It's Life. And we are talking about fun holiday parties. And Teresa, you're inspired.
I'm always inspired. And sometimes it scares you. I think I should probably get a license to be inspired so that I can show you my card and be like, dude, I'm registered at the creativity office. I can totally go on this tangent right now.
Yes, that's why, since I knew it was coming, I brought it to the forefront because you're inspired about what?
Gifties. Giving out gifties to all of your friends when they come to a party. Because
shake it off, man.
You know, I think it really is a good idea to give out a little giftie to your friends and not have them just be for children's parties. You know, because we do. We do a little giftie bag with a little toy and chocolate, whatever, to give out to all the little kitties at
which
the party.
Which I eat after I take Jack to a birthday party.
And you labor over what the giftie bag is going to be, don't you? You spend, like, meditative
if time. I have to give you crap to come to my house, I don't want you to come to my house.
Oh, well, it's something you want to share
right.
with your friends
That's
to
right,
make
guys.
Them feel good and happy and welcome and thankful that you get to spend this time together.
Guys don't want that.
Girls do. And okay. Hostess gifts are amazing, too. So the bottle of wine is always a happy little gift. But the holiday season, it's kind of fun to go and think a little bit further about what you want to give them. And recently, I fell in love with this new tool. So I'm in a relationship with the Rockwell Blade Runner. And we are having a really good time building on, you know, that whole romance period of our relationship where I'm, you know, being able to see what kinds of things the Blade Runner would like to do to make me happy. And one of them is that it cuts everything, literally.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen the Blade Runner, it's kind of a blend of a table saw, a jigsaw, a bandsaw to make a tool that's safe and easy to use and great, like Teresa was saying,
yes.
for cutting tile, metal, wood, plastic. We use them all over the place, and they are a great way to make holiday crafts like Teresa blogged about at myfixitup.life.com.
That is true.
It's an inspiring blog. It's a great piece.
True story.
And it can serve. You don't have to make that one, but you can use it to say, hey, I can make this
well,
or that.
Well, that one I made was I used a bunch of pieces of tile and then cut them and sculpted them into a word family. And then we have it hanging actually in our home right now, which I really love. And I was able to go back and forth. I used some wood, I used tile, and I used metal. And I could use the same tool for the entire thing. And it's lightweight. It's about the size of a printer. And it might sound like I'm trying to sell it to you, but it's not really that I want to sell it to you. It's just I want you to also experience the kind of joy that I have in my relationship with my Blade Runner. Because it really does make me feel happy.
It really does. And you can actually win one at rocksomebodysholiday.com. Go to that website. Check it out. You could win one. You can learn more about the tool. Hashtag, this is not an ad.
But the thing, too, is that you can make little gifts for your friends. Like, you can literally make little chalkboards. So you can cut the, you know, piece of molding into little frames and a little backer for it and write a little message like, thank you for this wonderful party. And it can have a little hook so you can put it as a magnet on their refrigerator so they can think of you. And you they can use that to make store lists or make little notes to their loved ones in their home too. Like, I hope you have a great day. Good luck on your test. You know, so it's a gift that can keep on giving, and there's endless amount of stuff that you can make with it.
Yeah,
literally, I want to get up right now and start spending some time with
you can watch us make some stuff with it at Rockwell Tools, with Rockwell Tools, rather, and we'll post the link, and we've got it already on our Facebook and our Twitter. So if you're working with us now out there in social media land, you already know what that link is, but you can watch it and check out what we make and be inspired by Teresa's project. We also got to work with their Sonicrafter, which is ideal for those in a rush, got to get it done now, pre-holiday home repairs. But it's a get-out-of-jam-free card year-round. They've got specials on blades and all that other kinds of stuff. So you can see how the tools work. We had them in our hands. We did projects.
We have them in our
right
hands.
There.
They're in our workshop.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I think is kind of fun is that when you finish the project, then you get to make that really large bowl of the sneaky from Lulu. And then at your party, you all celebrate with the sneaky and then give everybody little gifties that you make out of your own workshop.
It's true.
Yes.
It's true.
Because, you know, when you get to a certain age, honestly, I don't want any more little trinkets and things that are just like just pretty. I want things that are meaningful for my friends.
Look, I enjoy long romantic walks to the bank with my cash. That's right. You get to a certain point in life, you don't want another necktie or pair of socks. You just want to do stuff.
I'm kind of thinking of that, you know, I'm just a bill. Like you're walking around with a cartoon $100 bill. Like, hey, dollar bill, Mr. Bill, let's go to the bank.
So thank you for joining us, Tanya Nyack. Thank you for telling us about Ellen and QVC and what we can find there.
Oh, and all the cool little products that they're selling over at QVC.
And Lulu, thank you for all of your tips and tricks. And Mama, love your energy, love your fun, love your different approach to the holiday. So enjoy your holiday responsibly and watch our videos on YouTube. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter and
join us again for some My Fix It Up Life and tweet us your holiday drink favorite because I want to get inspired and get my sneaky on.
Stay hydrated too. We'll be back with another episode of My Fix It Up Life. Ho, ho, ho.
First date on a city street. You might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple hello, would do. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be grandkids running at my feet. You might be a best friend aging gracefully. You might be lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix it up life. My crazy fix it up life. This is our fix it up life. This is my fix it up life.